Good afternoon. This week's public health topic involves mosquitoes. I'm Zach Fanning, Environmental Health Director at the Coshocton County Health Department. It's that time of year again, and the mosquitoes are out. There are four mosquito-borne illnesses that may occur locally in Ohio. These include Eastern Equine Encephalitis, La Crosse Virus, St. Louis Encephalitis, and West Nile. The most effective way to prevent these diseases is to avoid being bitten. Use mosquito repellents that are registered with the Ohio EPA. These registered repellents are proven safe and effective, even for pregnant women. Always use repellents according to their label. If you can't avoid peak mosquito times, which are dusk and dawn, wear light-colored clothing and long sleeves and pants. To be proactive around your home, empty containers are objects that hold stagnant water. Sometimes old clogged downspouts become a source. These locations are often unseen and can become a major source for breeding mosquitoes. Other examples include bird baths, pet dishes, old swimming pools, and flower pots. Consider using mosquito dungs or granules for small fish ponds and fountains. This will prevent the larvae from turning into those flying pests. As an agency, we do trap and send mosquitoes off for testing. If you see these traps, particularly in high traffic areas like public parks, please do not disturb. The information collected is to monitor the types of mosquitoes and if diseases are present in the population. Remember, not all mosquitoes carry diseases. In fact, only a few of the 59 species in Ohio can transmit disease. So don't let mosquitoes ruin your summertime plans, but always take preventative measures to protect yourself and your family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Public Health Matters. Tune in next week, Thursday at 12:30. Thank you. Have a great day.